Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Na Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Innovator's Dilemma: When New Technologies Cause Great Firms to Fail by Clayton M. Christensen is a seminal work that has reshaped how businesses think about innovation and disruption. First published in 1997, this book investigates why some organizations fail to stay at the top of their industry, despite being committed to innovation. Christensen uncovers the paradoxical reasons behind the failure of outstanding firms in the wake of technological change. Through rigorous analysis and compelling examples, he introduces the concept of disruptive technologies and explains how they differ from sustaining technologies. The book emphasizes the importance of strategic thinking and management practices in navigating the challenges posed by innovation. It is an essential read for business leaders, managers, and anyone interested in understanding the dynamics of change and innovation in the business world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, disruptive versus sustaining technologies. Clayton Christensen distinguishes between two types of technologies that impact businesses: disruptive and sustaining. Sustaining technologies are those that improve the performance of established products along the dimensions that mainstream customers have historically valued. These are the incremental innovations that firms make to stay competitive. In contrast, disruptive technologies initially underperform on the dimensions valued by current customers, but they offer different attributes valued by smaller, niche markets. Over time, these technologies improve and become capable of satisfying the demands of a broader market, thereby disrupting established companies that fail to adopt them. This concept challenges the traditional focus on continuous improvement and emphasizes the need for companies to recognize and respond to the potential of disruptive technologies, even if they do not meet the current needs of their mainstream market. Secondly, the value network. The concept of the value network is central to understanding why great firms fail when confronted with disruptive technologies. Christensen explains that every company operates within a value network, which includes customers, suppliers, and employees, and within which it earns its profits. The value network influences how firms identify and respond to customers' needs and what constitutes a valuable improvement to their products or services. Disruptive technologies often do not make sense within the existing value network of large firms, as they do not initially meet the demands of mainstream customers. This creates a blind spot for established companies, making them susceptible to disruption by newcomers who thrive in a different value network, where the disruptive technology provides unique value. The challenge for established firms is to recognize the limitations of their own value network and to explore ways to engage with or create new value networks where disruptive technologies can flourish. Thirdly, the role of leadership and organizational culture. Leadership and organizational culture play pivotal roles in determining a company's response to disruptive technologies. Christensen argues that even the most forward-thinking leaders can find their hands tied by the need to meet short-term financial objectives, often at the expense of long-term innovation. The culture of prioritizing profitability and existing customer demands over exploring new markets and technologies can lead to a failure to adopt or invest in disruptive technologies. For firms to avoid this pitfall, Christensen suggests that leaders must cultivate an organizational culture that values experimentation, tolerates failure, and rewards long-term innovation. This requires a shift from a purely profit-driven mindset to one that also values strategic growth and adaptation. Companies that successfully navigate the innovator's dilemma are often those where leaders empower teams to pursue disruptive projects, even if they seem unprofitable at first. Fourthly, strategic choices for managing disruption. Managing disruption involves making strategic choices that position a company to effectively respond to emerging technologies. Christensen outlines several strategies that firms can employ, such as creating separate divisions focused on new technologies, acquiring innovative startups, or investing in R&D for disruptive technologies. It is crucial for established companies to recognize the distinction between their core business and new ventures that explore disruptive innovations. By compartmentalizing efforts aimed at exploring disruptive technologies, firms can avoid the constraints of their existing business models and value networks. Additionally, considering strategic partnerships or investments in startups can provide established companies with insights into new technologies and markets. Effective management of disruption requires a balance between exploiting existing assets and exploring new opportunities, all while ensuring that organizational structures and cultures support innovation. Lastly, why companies fail to act on disruptive technologies. Despite understanding the threat posed by disruptive technologies, many companies still fail to act. This inertia can be attributed to several factors, including investment in existing technologies, fear of cannibalizing current products, a focus on current customers' needs, and organizational structures that stifle innovation. Christensen delves into the psychology of decision-making within corporations, explaining how past successes create a sense of overconfidence and a resistance to change. This is compounded by reward systems that prioritize short-term achievements and metrics. Additionally, organizational structures designed for efficiency in existing business models often lack the flexibility to explore new disruptive ventures. To overcome these barriers, Christensen advocates for a culture of learning and exploration, where risk-taking is encouraged and failure is viewed as a stepping stone to innovation. In conclusion, The Innovator's Dilemma is a critical read for business leaders, managers, and entrepreneurs aiming to understand the complexities of innovation in a competitive landscape. Clayton M. Christensen's insights into disruptive technologies, combined with his analysis of organizational structures and cultures, provide valuable lessons for anyone seeking to sustain growth and prevent failure in the face of technological change. The book offers a compelling argument for embracing disruptive innovation and provides strategies for navigating the challenges it presents. Reading it can benefit anyone interested in innovation, management, and strategy by empowering them to think differently about how to achieve long-term success. In a world where technology continues to evolve rapidly, understanding the insights presented in this book is essential for staying ahead of the curve. If you would like to support Clayton M. Christensen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.